Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Today we're going to talk about the canine ladder of aggression. The only ladder I know, I think, is the ladder that you use around the house, but this has got nothing to do with that. I'm sure dogs don't climb those ladders.
Well, some dogs can be trained to climb ladders, but we're not in that realm at the moment.
So what's this all about?
Okay, so a few years ago, back in 2009, some scientists got together and they decided to kind of categorise canine behaviours, particularly aggressive behaviours, using the analogy of a ladder. So the lower rungs are your green zone, where it's just a warning. You've got some indication that your dog's feeling discomfort. Then we kind of go up into a bit of a yellowy orange zone, which is where we see a few more behaviours that might be concerning. And then, of course, we go into the red zone. And what we don't want to do is we don't want our dog to have to go into that red zone. Dogs communicate with their bodies. So they will tell us discomfort in a given situation, or the fact that they might want to end an interaction. Now they will show us those kind of things by their body. So when we see excessive yawning or blinking or licking their own nose, that's a low level of I'm not comfortable here. I'm feeling a little bit stressed. So often what we do is we ignore those indicators because we haven't learnt to look for them. So okay. When we see the dog might turn their head away or their body away or may walk away, again, it's their way of saying, I'm not comfortable here, I'm splitting the scene. Then we kind of get into where we might see their ears go back and down and they kind of look sad or look a little bit stunned. Now we're getting into the, this is really stressful for me and I'm not coping. And they might lie down and expose their belly with their legs up. Now, that's a highly stressful situation for a dog. It's very submissive and it's just basically saying, I'm not coping. I need to get out of here. Now, those key indicators are really important because if we miss them, we're now into our red zone. And the kind of things that we'll see in the red zone is when a dog's body stiffens, in some ways getting ready for what might be to come, whether it's an offensive move or a defensive move.
Is that
move.
When we say they put the brakes on, that terminology?
Yes, but it's more rather than going backwards, they just stop.
Like a
statue, yep. And you can see when dogs are playing and it's good behaviour, you'll see their bodies are really loosey-goosey. But when they are not in a great space, you'll see that they'll be very stiff and they won't move. And they'll often be giving a lot of eye contact and sometimes staring. If we hear any growl, now what we tend to do as primates is we'll often tell the dog off at a growl. Now the problem with that is that's your indicator to say, let's shut this situation down because I'm not coping. Now if the dog knows that they're going to get into trouble for the growl, they'll just remove it.
And get more stressed.
Mm. And from a growl, then we go to a snap, a lunge and a bite. And that's the ladder of aggression.
If you're having a problem with a dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean.